you can never be too rich or too geeky. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And working our way to being the geekiest, richest, geekiest. I guess we're trying for both, aren't we?
I'll do the too rich and you be the too geeky.
Alrighty.
How's that sound?
No. I don't like that. Hey, let's go to some email here before we go back to the phones.
Sure, I got an email here from Joseph, and I won't even try to pronounce the last name, but it starts with a T.
It doesn't matter.
And Joseph writes in, it says, every time I run the one-button checkup on my Norton SystemWorks 2003, the email on MSN is not accessible.
Hang on now, this is the Norton SystemWorks that we have repeatedly for I don't know how many years said don't ever install because it causes problems?
Right. Yeah. Let me read on. He gets an error message that says, can I open the file, MSN, blah, 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 blah. I'm going to skip ahead. Basically what he says is I have to uninstall and reinstall MSN, then it works again until I try to run Norton's checkup again. Is there a solution?
Sure there's a solution. Get rid of Norton SystemWorks.
You know, what's funny is we've got somebody non-technical here in the studio, and after reading that, they know nothing about anything you're talking about, except for they said, well, the solution would be, don't run that little checkup thing, duh. And then I said, you're actually really, really close. The solution is you shouldn't have had it there in the first place to run.
Yeah, that repeatedly over, I mean, we hear this all the time. Remember, Brandon and I operate a chain of service centers. That's what we do for a living. We don't make money on the radio. We don't get paid to do this, and it's pretty obvious why. We have hundreds and hundreds of clients over the last 15 years coming to us, and when we see repeatedly a product causing problems, we come to you on the air and say, we don't recommend you install it. And then people go, oh, why? It works fine for me. I mean,
if it works for you, great. We're happy for you.
We're talking in general numbers. This is what we hear about Norton SystemWorks, the McAfee Office, any of these programs that are supposed to save your bacon, clean up your computer for you, one touch, we'll take care of everything. Don't buy it. It doesn't work. It causes more problems than it fixes. Learn to use the tools that are built into Windows.
That's right. So, Jason, if you're still listening...
Jason? Joseph.
Joseph. Yeah. What did I say, Jason?
I don't know.
Jason, Joseph, anybody whose first name starts with a J, if you're listening, that is the solution. Get rid of it altogether.
Jingleheimer Schmidt.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the phone, shall we?
We shall, and
who's
how
next?
About to Tobin?
Tobin?
In Surprise.
That's a very unique name.
Yeah, thank you.
Wow. So what's your question today?
On eBay, I see listed XP listed, and I just wanted to know, should I be aware of any... programs that might not have full use or not, or...
Are you saying that you're looking at Windows XP, you're looking to buy a copy off of eBay?
Correct.
I see.
Full version.
Well, the only issue with that is Windows XP has a very specific registration process, and if it's already been registered and then you buy it, you're going to have to go through a lot of, you know, jump through a lot of hoops to get it transferred over to
right.
you.
Right. They say that they're not registered, they have full authenticity.
Yeah, and people on eBay are always totally honest.
We actually did a show about eBay and the fraud and things that can occur. Here's what I would look for. Somebody that has a very high rating, and behind their username or their eBay ID is a number. I would look for somebody that has at least three or four digits in that number, meaning
right.
it's, they've got at least 1,000 or more people that have said, yeah, these guys are good guys.
There was a recent story of a company that was selling counterfeit versions on the Internet.
A local company here in Phoenix,
Yeah, so it is something that is very widespread. You know, you just, eBay, these people could be in China for all you know, and it's just, you got to really be careful. And for whatever amount of money you might save, I don't know if it's worth the risk.
If you're looking for the best deal on software and you want to make sure you're going to get what you actually are paying for, what I would recommend is go to a website called PriceWatch.com. When you're at PriceWatch.com, click on the software section and do a search, whatever it is you're looking for. The places that go ahead and advertise there are legit businesses that have been in business that this PriceWatch.com checks out, and you pay with a credit card, so if you don't ever receive the goods or if they're not what you expected or if they're stolen, whatever the case may be, you have some protection built in there as long as you're paying with that credit card. So I would check out PriceWatch.com and see what you can do there.
Well, before you go through all this, Tobin, I'm assuming you have a machine that doesn't have XP that you're trying to migrate to XP?
I have Windows 98.
Okay. How old is this computer?
Oh, it's a Pentium 2 450.
You're not going to be real happy if you upgrade to Windows XP.
No. I'm looking at putting another system together.
Okay.
A new one.
Well, usually you can get an OEM version of Windows XP from whoever you're buying your parts or your computer from.
Okay.
That would be a smarter way to go.
An OEM version is to be sold only with a new PC or the parts to build it, and so they,
right.
there's a discount offered because of that, and generally you're going to get a much better deal, and you can be sure that it'll be good that way because you're dealing with somebody locally. That
you even through like Fry's, or should I go through one of the just the smaller dealers?
Whoever you're comfortable doing business with, just see if they have an option for it, what's called an OEM version, which will be discounted because it doesn't have the books and the packaging and all that stuff, but it's the program.
And either of those places you mentioned, the big store that we don't like so much for stuff, or those local retailers will have those OEM versions. They should anyway in stock.
If you can find a local computer guy that neighborhood computer store that you're comfortable with, that's generally a better way to go because who at these superstores really cares about you?
That sales guy who's making a commission off you cares.
Yeah, right. Yeah, go to the service counter, pal. Next! Yeah, so, just be really careful. Who you buy it from is far more important than what you buy.
All right? Thank you.
Tobin, thank you for calling in. That's how it works. It's going to free up a phone line, 602-277-5827.
About 3 minutes.
About 3 minutes.
That's
see
your time.
Kent.
Kent in Mesa.
Kent in Mesa, welcome to the Computer Corner. You're next up.
Grandpa's getting old.
Uh-huh.
And one of the things I always liked about going to Grandpa's house was watching his slideshows.
Yeah.
And he'd tell us about the slides as we watched them.
Right.
Well, I've transferred a lot of his slides to digital.
Cool.
To JPEG. Now I want to put a slideshow together with him narrating it and hand out CDs to all the cousins.
Well, our free download of the week is called Power Albums, and it has the ability to create slideshows, and I believe they have an audio annotation feature as well.
If not, there's a couple of programs out from Microsoft. One's called PowerPoint, and you can add voice into a slideshow presentation. Or there's a new product out from them called Microsoft Presentations that's built specifically for doing what you want to do. So there's a couple different options there.
If you don't like Power Albums, there's a bunch of those types of programs that are free or low cost at webattack.com. You can just look in their digital imaging section, and you'll see any of the ones that say like photo albums or just, that kind of thing, and you'll see what all the features are there. And they're free, so you can download them and try them. If you don't like them, then you just uninstall them and move on.
Now, with the PowerPoint presentation, though, doesn't the person that you give the presentation to also have to have PowerPoint on their computer?
They don't. Well, they have to either have PowerPoint or a free PowerPoint viewer, which is a download. And if they have a newer operating system like Windows XP, as soon as they try to run a PowerPoint presentation, if they don't have that, it'll automatically take them to Microsoft's website and allow them to download that free player.
You have one other option with PowerPoint. You can actually create a web version of the presentation, so then it actually becomes like a website.
Even if you don't want to post it to the web, you could burn that onto like a CD, for example, and people could run it in their regular browser on their machines, and they would have the software built in to do that.
Or you can have a worldwide premiere of your slideshow. you post it up on a website, and it basically has the same process that PowerPoint has, only it's actually on the web.
Great.
Is that cool?
Thanks. I'll check them out.
All right, Kent. Hey, tell Grandpa we said hey. That brings back memories. I remember that, too, the carousel of slides and the fishing pictures.
I have one question, though.
Huh?
What's a slide projector?
Yeah. Okay, youngin.
Yeah, we got about 30 seconds.
Holla back,
youngin. Count there.
Yeah, yeah. We're talking about computers and technology and digital cameras and what you can do with your digital images and all kinds of fun stuff. And when you hear somebody hang up, 602-277-5827. Or
check out the resources on our website, datadoctors.com/radio.
And when you're there, you can click on the Ask Us a Question, and if it's good enough, it might make the cut.
Now, don't go anywhere, because we got 45 minutes of show left. We take you right up to Paul Harvey in the screening room, which follows quickly after. It is the Computer Corner. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, News Radio 620 KTAR, back after the news.